This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The Marketplace lead is Puerto Rico's impending deadline. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. This coming Monday is the due date for the Puerto Rican government to repay another $60 million to bondholders. The government is already preparing statements, assuming it won't have the cash. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
It wouldn't technically be a default. These bonds don't have legal repercussions for non-payment, but it's not just banks and bondholders affected.
People are just trying on the day-to-day to just make ends meet.
Mariana Yusti is from Puerto Rico. She's now in Peru working on her PhD in Latin American studies.
And there's a big sense of that, like, things are not good.
The Hilton Condado Casino, which had been on the island for 40 years, announced plans to close last week. But the government is still hoping tourism will save the day. Mario Mercado called me from San Juan.
Since the government and the public funds are running low, they are now depending on private investors.
In other words, private companies coming in instead of taking off. But even if Puerto Rico makes a debt payment next week, it's not out of the woods. Its debt sits at about $72 billion, and Puerto Rico is in the middle of an historic drought. Many Puerto Ricans have indeed elected to leave the island for the mainland. Latest census projections say Puerto Rico will lose another 500,000 people by 2050. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
Wall Street is getting exercised, not exorcised, they said exercise. The gym chain Planet Fitness could raise more than $200 million by selling stock publicly for the first time next week. And the spinning class phenom called Soul Cycle, with 47 stationary bike studios in 8 states and D.C., says sales were up nearly 50% over the year before. It plans to go public with its stock as well. Marketplace's Dan Gornstein is on the line from our health desk at WHYY in Philly. Dan, tell us more about Soul Cycle and why people seem to be into it.
Sure. This is not your traditional spin class where folks sit on stationary bikes and pedal to loud music being led by an instructor like I've done at my local Y. Soul Cycle is much more boutique-y. For a little more than $30, you get a 45-minute workout. You've got candles, riders are doing push-ups, and the instructor offers up encouraging phrases, David, like, your soul matters and we aspire to inspire. Not what you're used to when you go cycling through New Jersey, my friend.
Now people just glare at me with the evil eye. But at this point, it sounds like Soul Cycle shows promise with big plans going forward.
Yeah, that's right. I should start out by saying that the company describes itself by saying Soul Cycle is more than a business. It's a movement. In its IPO, the company said it hopes to open at least 250 studios, even some abroad. But here's the thing you've got to remember. Fitness fads can fizzle fast. Remember people going nuts over Pilates. There's all those diet crazes. I even remember a time when Richard Simmons workout videos were on everyone's VCR. Plus, Soul Cycle isn't cheap. You've got to have disposable income to make this work. Finally, the company's relying on one bike supplier, David, and has no backup. It's kind of tough to be a movement if SoulCycle can't stock all those new studios with bikes.
All right, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein. Thank you very much. You pick up a guitar, you fiddle with the tuning. Over the past decade, Nashville-based guitar giant Gibson has spent millions of dollars trying to perfect a guitar that tunes itself. The brand behind the iconic Les Paul is starting to make automatic tuners standard on most of its electric guitars this year, as Emil Moffitt from WPLN in Nashville reports.
That's the sound of a guitar tuning itself. With one press of a button, tiny motors twist the tuning pegs, and within seconds, the guitar is ready to play. The tuner is a small black box tucked out of sight above the neck at the head of the guitar.
You know, people see it and they're kind of taken aback at first.
Craig Anderton is a longtime musician turned executive vice president for Gibson. He remembers showing off the device to a longtime guitar tech in Santa Fe.
I push the button and I strum the strings. He washes it and he goes, "I can die now. I think I'm in heaven."
Anderton says there's a common misperception that a self-tuning guitar is only meant for beginners. He says it can save valuable time for even experienced musicians, whether they're in the studio or on stage.
Once you try it, you can't help but get addicted to it.
Well, not everyone. Some musicians complain the device is unreliable. And then there are the purists who say Gibson is tinkering with the guitar's timeless design.
The 1959 Sunburst Les Paul was perfect.
That's George Grun, whose shop in Nashville sells mainly vintage guitars.
I'm hard-pressed to think of anything that has improved in electric guitars from 59 to the present.
Grun shakes his head at what Gibson is attempting, and he says there's no need for it. He pulls an iPhone out of his pocket, sets it on the table, and plucks at a nylon string classical.
A note, but right now it's between A flat and A, so I'm going to tune it up. Anybody who can't learn to tune a guitar with a tuner app on their telephone isn't going to learn how to play guitar. This is just a non-problem.
The new Gibson models also cost more, up by 30% in some cases. But the company says the new technology accounts for only a small portion of that increase. Despite the critics, Gibson is pushing ahead with automatic tuning. First electric guitars, acoustics, are next. In Nashville, I'm Emil Moffitt for Marketplace.
And how about this? The World Health Organization said today that the world is on the verge of being able to protect humans against Ebola, the terrible hemorrhagic fever that caused such horror and havoc, especially in West Africa. A human trial in Guinea found a vaccine to have been 100% effective. Initial results from the trial using new vaccine from Merck and NewLink on 4,000 people who had been in close contact with a confirmed Ebola case showed complete protection after 10 days. Testing continues. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.